At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. Yeah, it is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard. We are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Very busy show lined up for you today. Among our guests, Nigel Seeley at the French Open. Aaron Renning, professional sports bettor, very good on the NBA. Anthony Curtis on cheating at casinos. And Eddie Olczyk is calling the Golden Knights and Panthers series on TNT. He is kind enough to join us in studio a little bit later on during this program. Game one, Pauly, last night in the books. Denver took care of business. Really no problems there. And if you bet the nine, it did get a little squeaky bum time in the end of the fourth quarter, the only quarter in which they did not win last night because they were up so much. They covered the first quarter. They covered the second quarter, halftime, and the full game. And many angles here, right? Was it going to be rest? Was it going to be rust? They look fantastic for three quarters. And that was without the former two-time MVP doing anything in terms of scoring until that final quarter because he only had five shots through three quarters. And the guy can just dominate games and so many ways and so many fashions that he made it look so easy. And at the end of the game, I'm going through the box score and I'm like, wait, he just finished with 27, 10, and 14? What? Where'd that come from? Yeah. How? It was so easy for him.
Yeah. Yeah. And you were thinking 20 assists was in play too with what he did in the first half.
Oh, certainly your bet on only have 15 in any game.
God, not for nothing. Bam had 13 rebounds too. So he's at a triple-double in six of the last seven, and that's now nine overall. And Van Gundy's right how he controlled the game, and he was at the time only had five shots. 131 points per 100 possessions was their efficiency at halftime, which is cause for concern if you're Miami. I know Denver messed around in the fourth quarter. You had the 24-point lead, and then it's down to nine. They have to do a better job there, but they fell asleep. But I love early on that Gordon playing bully ball. And we talked about the size disparity and that's going to give him problems, that Porter's 6'10". What's Martin going to do offensively? But certainly noticing and finding the mismatch right away and how it was easy for Gordon to get off early as well. And Murray was typical Murray, too.
Murray was awesome.
Yes, he was.
And your 14-1 bet on him to win the finals MVP was looking good right away. But, I mean, just what Joker can do. I mean, by the time the game is over with, here's what I thought of last night. To try to explain Nikola Jokic and have a conversation with him about him, it's either going to be, it's one way or the other. It sounds like it's going to be boring or it's going to be hyperbolic. Because what can you possibly say about the guy that either hasn't already been said or you don't, you know, you don't want to feel like you're going off the rails here, because he's in that conversation now with like the best big guys we've ever seen. You can't deny that. You can't ignore that anymore. Just like his vision for the ability to handle the basketball and to find the open guys like that. They had a slow motion replay of one of his assists last night where he's just like kind of looking around, swiveling his head, and he notices a player cutting towards the basket. And it was a beautiful like bounce pass in the lane. Nobody could have stolen the ball or deflected it for an easy basket. It just, I don't know how many big guys in the history of the league actually sees that open teammate and then makes the play right on the money like that.
Yeah, and loves to get the other guys involved. Doesn't care about himself or the scoring. And I know, who do you compare him to? And Chris Andrews said it was like, reminded him of the Big O. I mean, you said, you look up, it's like, my God, he has 8, 15, and 10 already. And we're not even, right? Because he just effortlessly puts up these numbers and is a stat stuffer. So a lot of people tweeted this. Denver's 9 now Sunday in game 2. If you don't think Miami can win a game 7 on the road, and why would you? Denver hasn't lost a home playoff game yet. They would have to win 4 of the next 5. And now you see the series price is adjusted series price is 1 to 10. What do you think? Because Miami couldn't make a damn thing last night, but still, it's a 9-point game.
Okay,
you didn't get much out of Butler. There is no way Martin and Strus are going to shoot like that again. You could get Hero back Sunday. Martin and Strus were 1 of 17. Robinson was 1 of 6. How about Robinson wide open, hits the side of the backboard?
Not even close.
I mean, that was the regular season Miami Heat.
Bingo,
what
Paul.
We saw. I mean, that was incredible how bad they were. Yet still, it's a 9-point game in the fourth quarter, so I don't know.
I thought Robinson's brick kind of summed up their night. So keep this in mind, too. Teams that were involved in a 7-game series, right, coming off of a 7-game series, are now 33 and 54 in game 1 of the following series since 1988. It generally doesn't go well in a spot like this. So the rust factor for the Nuggets, it was never a thing last night. I'm with you. I mean, I'm looking at the overall. Butler didn't play well. He wasn't even trying to take over the game at any point. I was surprised by that. You mentioned Strus, Martin, and Robinson. The team, but Paul, this is what happens. 13 of 39 from downtown. This is what the Heat look like when shots are not going in like they were against the Bucks or the Celtics. And it goes back to the regular season version of this team. And also, like, the whole idea, and former players have talked about this quite a bit, like the altitude thing absolutely factors in. It was game 1. They just finished the series with the Celtics. They didn't have a lot of time to acclimate themselves in the city of Denver or in that altitude. Here's Charles Barkley last night, pregame show, talking about what the altitude does.
Well, first of all, I, every time they miss, I think it's the stupidest thing ever.
No, it's true.
It ain't true.
It's true.
It's what?
It's true.
I don't believe it's true.
So what? It's still
you
true.
You weren't playing hard enough, man.
Well, you know, the reason I don't think it's true, I just don't remember all those Denver Nugget championships. This is the first time they ever been to the finals. So to act like this, they got a good damn team. Listen, these guys are the best athletes in the world. The notion that breathing gonna dictate who wins. Like I say, if that was the case, the Nuggets would have been. That's the first time they ever been to the finals. And all of a sudden now, altitude matters. Give me a damn break.
All right, so he poo-pooed it on NBA TV. Other NBA, former NBA players have said, come on, knock it off. It absolutely. I'm sure.
LeBron just said it, so it's real.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm sure Pat Riley, because he's a maniac in the best way possible, I'm sure he's going to take over the team. He's going to get in a caravan with the players, put 50-pound vests on them, and have them doing gassers up at Pikes Peak probably today and until they're really, really used to playing at altitude and ready for game 2. Also, Jimmy Butler, after the game, talked about how we were taking shots that appeared to be good shots at the time, but they were all from outside, and he pointed out that I did a bad job and we did a bad job of not attacking and getting to the rim more. I think that they're going to look at the film. I think that they're going to be much more aggressive.
Yep.
They're not going to settle for as many three-point shots as they took. And now we've seen an adjustment in the market of 5 points on the total. I'm inclined today to probably bet over 214 based on his comments, making adjustments, trusting Spoelstra, and it'll be better for them offensively in that game.
Well, it was historic. 2 free throws. I mean, I thought that was impossible. Yeah. That's. I don't think that'll ever happen again. How a team shoots 2 free throws for an entire game as they shot 39 threes. Back to the Barkley point, I mean, how many times were they the one seed, though? I mean, home court would certainly help, though. I mean, you have to get the games at home, and you'd like to have four out of the possible seven for home court to matter, and also the altitude to help out as well. I mean, also, going back the last couple of years, Murray was hurt, and Joker was playing with those JV guys.
And let's be honest, when Denver doesn't have the highest power-rated team in the league, what's going to factor in more? An opponent that has better talent or the altitude? I mean, over time, better talent is going to be a bigger factor, especially when you don't have home court in these seven-game series. Altitude might factor in when you're at home, but the other teams have been better over the years. So, I mean, that clearly would be a bigger deal, in my opinion, to that. But, no, I'm kind of with you. Like, I think you were hinting, right, towards the Heat. You could expect them to maybe bounce back a little bit
sure.
in game two.
Yeah, Spoelstra's unbelievable. He'll make adjustments, and you could get Hero back, and nobody made a shot other than Bam, who was fantastic. But, I mean, all these guys was... I mean, Celtic fans have got to be furious. It's like, now these guys miss, right?
Well, so, same thing with the Bucks.
That's true. But Martin and Strus, one of 17. And then Robinson gives you nothing as well. On the flip side, Porter couldn't make much. He was 2 of 11 from right. 3. So, you know, those mismatches aren't going to go away, though, with the opportunities Porter's going to have and Gordon to play bully ball. And then you know Jordan, Joker and Murray are going to go off, too. But again, you saw it against the Lakers, though. What do I get out of Pope and Brown? Brown played well, gave you a quick 10 points.
Yep.
If Brown's going to give you like 10, 12, 14, and Pope goes for 10, 12, 14, there's nothing you can do.
No, it's going to be ball game over with because, again, he didn't even – it came so effortlessly to the Joker last night to finish with that stat line. I'm looking at different books before the game started. Here at Circa, they were offering on this prop most points scored. Aaron Gordon was 100-1. And I'm like, right away watching that game, what is he at 8, 10, 12? Okay, there's another basket, 14.
Good race.
And then Joker actually finished it. I put a little bit of pizza money on two guys last night. Vincent at 100, and I put Pope at 100. They didn't get there, but I think I'm going to do that at those long odds every single if these games get out of control, right, it's going to be tough to overcome a Joker or a Murray. But if these games are going to get out of control, and maybe they do, and when they because Denver is so good right now, the way that they're playing, maybe they run them out, and a guy like a Vincent or a guy like a Pope or somebody else, a Strus or a Robinson, finishes the game with 24 points and they're the leading scorer of the game.
They got terrific looks.
Oh, they absolutely
terrific did. Looks. They're going to go in. I mean, those were wide open shots that they were getting, which was surprising. I don't know how much you can criticize Denver for that, but certainly Miami was getting fantastic scoring opportunities and wide open looks.
Yep.
But it was Brick City.
So then what happens in game two if they're going to continue to get those looks? Do they go back to the team that they were for the entire regular season and last night, or does it kind of reverse back to the team that we saw play against the Celtics and the Bucks in the playoffs?
Well, they're going
to
go in. That was, yeah.
If they shot like
they're
that...
They're not going to own one of 17 with those two guys. Come on.
If the Miami Heat shot like they did last night against the Bucks, they would have been swept.
Yeah. No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a funny game. It really is.
Man.
How good these guys, and Martin couldn't miss for a seven-game series, and now he was awful yesterday.
All right. All right. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. So Paulie will run down the betting action from that game and beyond from last night, including a ticket that cashed at 100-1. And maybe this is the best bet in all of sports at the moment. I'll tell you what that is coming up next here on VSiN.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode.
Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right. Anything you want at DraftKings, great menu. Joker to have a triple-double. That cash is $1.20. Murray to have the first field goal plus 550 right away, 10 seconds into the game. Murray to get a double-double was 4-1. Murray to have 10 assists in any game plus 650. That cashes. Porter to get a double-double, 4-1. And again, anything you want, any bet imaginable is offered at DraftKings. When will the first basket occur? The prop was 35 and a half seconds, two point, right? The under cash is there. When will the first point happen? That was 24 and a half seconds. I would have gone over on that.
Yeah, so would I.
Murray scores right away, rushing to the rack. The first three-pointer, I think, was 78 and a half seconds. That went over. Largest lead. There was a 24 and a half, a 19 and a half, and a 16 and a half. 16 and a half goes over. 19 and a half goes over, plus 140. 24 and a half stays under, although that almost got there.
Is that going to get there again in game two?
Well, I don't know. 25-point lead? No. I don't think so.
But here's the thing about the Heat. They will never, ever give up.
No.
They will never, ever wave the white flag.
Yep, good call. French Open, the upsets continue. What happened? Sinner got beat. He was down when we got off the air yesterday. Looked up, this kid's in trouble. Altmaier plus 750. A big dog there. Oliveri plus 230. He wins, and Day plus 375. She wins. Here's what you were talking about. Davis Riley, first round leader, 100-1. This is a sick run that's going on in golf. First round tournaments, Griot, this guy, Harry Hall last week. Now, the problem is, can you find them? You never hear of these guys.
Right. Can you find that one golfer who is actually going to do it?
Yes.
Because you can, the list of guys that will be, you can find at 100-1, or it's countless. But then what do you do? What's the game plan?
That's right. I want to see what he does today. Hall hung in there and almost won the tournament last week. Now, you would expect Riley to fall off today. MLB favorites, 7-0 yesterday. Home team, 6-1. How about that? Lose some, the Angels plus 185 down to 150. Change in pitchers, but Astros get the money. And some bad beats here. I'll get to the bad beats in a second. My fault. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these tweets and videos. It's hot out. It's pool time. You always living your best life back to back. Look at this guy. Hanging in the pool, having a great time. Splish, splash, taking a bath. Right? Loving it. Just can't get enough. I'm not going to swim. I'm just going to pat the water down. and get my own little waterfall going here. My own little jacuzzi, what I have. Right? Isn't that great? He's actually in the pool. Now, this guy, this one's different. Where he's got the pool. He's a big little homemade pool, right? He's in the tub outside in the back, and he's going 10 times warp speed what he's doing playing in the water and enjoying it, having a good time. I mentioned the Angels with the lose some. Let me get to this, and before I get to the floating road, I have to update the prop here. I watched Adam Silver's look at the floating road. Oh my God! Right? Could you do that? How freaky is that thing? You know where that is, Luke? How freaky? China? Okay, thank you, China. I mean, it's picturesque, but also
I don't think I could answer
it. Oh wow, that's weird.
Yeah.
Right? So I was watching Adam Silver's press conference. He was asked about Ja Morant. Quote, we've uncovered a fair amount of additional info. We probably could have brought it to a head now, but we've made the decision it would be unfair to these players and these teams to announce that decision in the middle of the series. You know, as I network, Jason Concepcion tweeted, the details might mess with the coverage of the finals. Yeah, very concerning, I think, if you're Ja. I'm going to set the total now at 55.5 for the suspension.
Where did you have it before?
45.5. 44.5, excuse me. We're not going to... I'm going to wait till the finals are over not to take... He's going to drop a bomb, and we've uncovered additional info? Oh, God.
Okay, I'm going to go... I'm going to play over 44 and under 55.5.
Okay, in a minute. Yes. Okay. And one other lose some. Chad Ramey had a 13 on the final hole yesterday after hitting his drive 300 yards down the middle and having 100 yards in from the fairway on his second shot. He went drink, drink, drink and puts up a 13. Again, he's in prime position. His second, third, and fourth attempts couldn't clear the water. He's 106 feet out, and he goes with a 13 on the final hole.
Well, I think all of us can relate to that. It sounds kind of familiar, other than the 300 yards down the middle and a perfect drive.
Well, yeah, right, yeah.
Beyond that, yeah, sure, I know what he went through.
Two bad beats. Let's go to Phoenix. Rockies were plus 150. Two outs, bottom of the ninth. They give it up against the Diamondbacks, who win again and are tied for first place.
They might be cooking with something here.
What a story,
it's
Arizona.
It's going to be a year-long thing.
You think so? They're good.
We're 2 months in. Generally, again, on June 1st, which was yesterday, you kind of not get an idea what these teams are going to be like for the full year.
The late games are fantastic today. They have the Braves at home, Yankees, Dodgers, Orioles, Giants, some good series and good matchups, Cubs, Padres as well, and a moose in Boston. Red Sox, Reds, total 9.5 or 9. 2-1 in the 8th. 8-2 final. Give me a break.
You know that would have been 6 straight wins for the Reds?
Is that right?
And they have been lingering in the Central the entire year.
Uh-huh. That's win-lose. Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com. Check the current betting splits data. Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? It's updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes. Find out where the public's betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. Another way, VSiN's here to help you make a smarter, better year-round. Check it out, VSiN.com. Good job, guys.
The Cincinnati Reds are 3 games back of the Brewers with a win last night.
Are you kidding?
And they were in that thing the whole way. They'd be 2 games back.
You got the. Remember we talked about this earlier in the week? You got the run differential? How kooky that is in that division? I wrote it down. I was looking at it. I mean, it's...
I don't have it on me.
The Brewers have been outscored, but the Cubs and Cardinals have outscored their opponents. And I think coming into the week or last week, the Cubs were like plus 41. They're the worst record of the National League.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
It's like the thing I talk about with the Marlins. They're 16-4 in one-run games. But look at their run differential.
But also look at that schedule to begin this month.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They have 9 games against teams that are bottom feeders of the league. And so they can, at least until, you would think, until the middle of this month, they can be in this thing, and then we'll see what happens after there. The rotation's ERA for the Marlins, when you look at it, is really awful. Like, everybody's above 4, and they've had some injuries, too. So is it sustainable? You don't think so. I don't think the luck factor can actually... Although, you know, that again, ask the San Francisco Giants, can you win like a ridiculous amount of one-run games for a full year. It's happened to them like three or four times in the last decade, the way the Mariners did that one year when Edwin Diaz had like 55 saves. I said this before the break. Is this the best bet in sport, in any sport right now? It's Nikola Jokic to have a triple-double. Did it again last night.
6-7.
Ho-hum, fell out of bed. Look at that. 27-10-14. Now,
you're right.
It's moved the whole way. It was plus money. It was minus 125 last night. And now for game two, it's minus 140.
Yeah. What would be the upset? He can't get it from a rebound standpoint?
No, it would be, well, either one. Maybe I
can't believe it was Brick City. He didn't have that many rebounds. I mean, you thought if Miami couldn't make a shot, you could have put up a 18, 19, 20 rebound game, but that's... It depends how he wants to attack and how he treats the game, because the one time he didn't have it, I think that was the game he had 50 points. He had like 55 and 12 or something.
And it could be the assist too, where maybe...
Teammates don't help him.
Yeah, the defense adjusts, or the teammates are not making shots, and all of a sudden the shots are going to be there for him. So then, will Bam do that again?
No.
I don't think so either. Because he went nuts last night.
Muhammad, he's knocking down jumpers.
And he took a ton of shots.
Yeah, he did.
In that game.
Well, that was the game plan, though.
I think he kind of had to, I think it's going to correct itself a little bit here. Again, you cannot expect Strus, Robinson, and Martin to shoot that poorly. I don't expect those three to be like they were against the Bucks or the Celtics, but there's got to be some sort of in-between. Last night was not an in-between for those three players. It was falling off a cliff.
Now, they're wide open, too.
Oh, that's...
That was the thing. Strus took some bad shots, but the other ones, I mean, these guys are standing there and they're wide open. Robinson, too. I can't believe the guy is wide open and hits the side of the backboard.
I think Jimmy Butler's going to take over and have the ball in his hands a lot in game two. He's going to act as the point guard. And he watch him attack from the get-go is what I think is going to take place. When his comments were exactly that after the game. He's like, I know that we were settling for shots. We thought they were good at the time. We need to get to the rack more. When a player says that, I think Spoelstra will notice that as well on film. It's like, guys, it probably was there last night. You need to try and take advantage of that. Up next, we will get into game one of the Stanley Cup Final out in the city tomorrow night. Vegas hosting the Florida Panthers. They are an incredible 8-1 in this situation so far in the playoffs. Details next.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
DraftKings Sportsbook, official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonuses instantly. Download the app. Use promo code VSiN when you sign up. Again, it's incredible. First basket, when will it occur? 24 seconds, first point, first field goal, first three-pointer. Most points, triple-doubles, alts, everything you want at DraftKings.
How many bets can you have on an individual game before it actually starts?
I know.
150?
Oh, man.
Something going to happen on every single play now?
Yeah, right. That's possible.
Tomorrow night, we get Game 1 Stanley Cup Final. It happens to be out here in the city of Las Vegas. The Golden Knights are hosting the Florida Panthers. I think it's a pretty good series. I did take Jeff Davis's advice from Circus Sports, who came on with us on Tuesday. He said you can find plus 125. I made a very small bet at plus 125 on the Panthers to win the series. But also consider this. And when you shop around, for those of you watching the show, we put up the price of plus 110. If you do shop around, the highest that you can find is plus 115. I believe that's at the Westgate right now. Some offshore books are offering the Panthers at plus 113. We all know about the magical run for this Florida team at this point. They are 8-1 as a road dog in the playoffs this year.
Mamma mia.
8-1.
Oh.
Man, it's...
Yeah.
And I get it. People who have been responding to me, like on Twitter and on email during the shows, are pointing out that they did win the President's Trophy last year. They were a really good team. I get that. I was on Florida early on last year, and those tickets were garbage. I was on Bobrovsky last year to win the Vezina and to win the Conn Smythe. They started bonfires for me out here. But there's that, and the Knights are 6-3 at home in the playoffs so far. They were 2-1 against the Oilers as a dog in that series. because they were a dog in the three home games they played against Edmonton. They won two of those. But it's to me, it's very evenly matched, and so this could be a dog betting kind of series. You
maybe
know?
Yeah, Vegas a little bit like the Denver Nuggets, the one seed that was disrespected. A lot of people picked Winnipeg to beat them in the first round. Winnipeg had injuries, and then certainly a lot of people picked Edmonton to win that series, and then here they are. They're doing it with Aiden Hill and five different goalies this year. So an incredible job by Cassidy and this organization. You getting Stone back was enormous. Eichel's been a beast. Marceau was well, but this Florida thing is just unprecedented. What? Because Bobrovsky didn't even start. It was Lyon. But they're won 11 of 12, 8-1 under run. Bobrovsky's 11-2. Got to be the favorite to win the Conn Smythe. The last seven wins all by a goal. So it's, I had, what did I do? When did I bet this again? Bear with me. Late appearance. April 30th, 33-1 on the Panthers. I bet it at 8 in the morning. I don't know what the hell I was doing. So I put a dime on the Knights. I don't know how this will play out. We'll get more props coming up. Low scoring,
okay,
high
so
scoring.
Okay, so you're going to... You're walking along on the sidewalk. Somebody, a bank accidentally spilled out money on the sidewalk, and you're going to stop and pick it up.
Yep.
Is what you're going to do.
Yeah, because I don't have an opinion or a read on how it's going to go either.
Okay, fair enough.
Nothing would surprise me, right? So
you don't recall why you put in 33-1 in the Panthers? I think it was...
It was during the Boston series.
I think it was before... Wasn't it before Game 7? Against Boston?
I believe, yeah.
Because you thought that it would be great for hockey in the NHL. The Bruins obviously would get there against the Maple Leafs.
Well, yeah, no, I didn't want to see this. I wanted to see Boston-Toronto. Certainly wanted to see Boston-whoever. I mean, this is a great story and the historic season that they had. But it just felt how it was going, though, and how Allmark was playing. And Florida had won back-to-back high-scoring games. I think this could get wild. I mean, this really could go off the tracks. And then again, why would you trust Toronto in the second round? And certainly it opened up, but this guy's been great in what they're doing defensively as well. So, I mean, the under run has certainly caught me by surprise, and how they swept Carolina and what's happened with the 8-1 under run. Will overtime games 1.5 for the series under minus 180? Will there be a shutout? No, is minus 125. Will there be a game where there's 10-plus goals, is plus 180, and total goals in the series, 33.5? I have no read, no feel.
Okay. How about goal scorer props for game one?
This
and when
is
you
great.
When you look at the Golden Knights, I mean, William Karlsson leads the team in the playoffs. He has 10 goals. The guy, I actually think that he would be a dark horse to win the Conn Smythe. The guy has been excellent for this
team.
That is
true.
He is plus 240 anytime scorer for the Golden Knights. That's at DraftKings. He leads the team, like I said. Marceau, he has 9 in the playoffs. He's plus 145. I'll give you another guy to take a peek at, and maybe you can find better numbers on him. How about Barbashev? I personally think that he's had a really strong playoff run here with this team. He has 6. I know that his numbers were higher than 4-1 not that long ago. And in fact, if you look at some of the books, you might still find something in that neighborhood. And if you can find like a 4-1 on Barbashev, if it is out there, I would take a little bit of that. On the flip side, I mean, what do you say that hasn't already been said about Matthew Tkachuk? The guy has been, and if they win this, and it's not Bobrovsky to win the Conn Smythe, I mean, this guy has to be the next guy up, right? Because he's been so good. He leads the team with 21 points so far in the playoffs. He has 9 goals and 12 assists. And anytime score for him is, plus 125 at this point.
That low?
Yeah, that 120. These are turning into, look at this. Jack Eichel has 6 goals in the playoffs. He's plus 120. I can't bet a goal scorer at plus 120. That's a home run prop now.
Yeah. Right. What do you think as far as the totals and also what could occur in the first? Because Vegas played 5 straight first period overs against Dallas.
Yeah.
I was surprised how they solved Ottinger and how high scoring those games were. And it's been a great bet since the last couple of years in home games, goal in the first 10, goal in the first 5. But because they come out and they usually jump on people.
Well, a question for you, somebody who once played the position of goalie at a very elite level.
Yes.
Is this the Aiden Hill that we're going to get for the Stanley Cup?
I believe in him, yes.
You do now?
Yeah, absolutely.
So
yeah.
This is
what he did against Edmonton. Come on, I mean, look at his record.
So he Aiden Hill is now suddenly the Miami Heat against the Bucks and the Celtics, not the Miami Heat from last night.
Well, I mean, it makes sense, though. They had success with no matter who was in there. It goes back to their first year when they were an expansion team. They were playing four or five different goalies and winning games. And all the injuries they were going with. So with Brossoit going down and how well he's played, I can't ignore. I mean, why were you high on Bobrovsky? You know, with what happened last year and how he's struggled in the playoffs.
Right.
I mean, he has been Superman so far. And the guy's playing well in front of him, too. But it's, I guess if you're asking who could have a bad series, well, I would take Hill, though.
I
would say if the lights are too bright, I would say maybe Hill. Because Bobrovsky's been doing it series after series here. But you have my attention when you contain McDavid. And he came in there cold in what he was able to do mid-series. So
Paulie, maybe the home ice, I think, is going to be a factor because T-Mobile Arena can turn into a mosh pit and it can be very loud. We know the guy who does the in-house announcing for the media, so they know exactly what's going on, certain calls, official like scores, penalties, all that stuff. We know him. I talked to him this week, and he said, Mitch, it is so loud in that arena that when I'm making announcements, I can't even hear myself talk, and the media can't even hear me on the speakers.
Yes.
They can't even hear me. It's so loud in there.
Yes.
And I think
when Metallica played there a couple years ago, what it was like.
That place is, I think it's going to be humming on a Saturday night. I think it's going to be, unless the Panthers can get one or two early to take the crowd out of it, I think the place is going to be electric the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
So they obviously that would be a big deal for that team. Now, as far as the game on price, I mean, again, would you look at +115, which is available at the Westgate, some other spots, putting up 112, 113? What has bothered...
The way they're playing, yeah.
That's the thing,
but
right?
But it's also, these have been coined... They're winning every coin flip game. Four overtimes, win. Oh, overtime the next game, win. Every one... They're like it's what the Marlins are doing. Their last seven wins by a goal? You have to make your own breaks, too, but it's ridiculous what's happened.
I will say this. As impressive as their run has been to get here, the Panthers, and you can't deny it. I mean, it's been awesome. The teams that they went through... Again, what are they, 10-1 in their last 11 games in the playoffs? I don't think that we can underestimate what the Knights did against the Oilers. The Oilers were, at that point, arguably the highest power-rated team left in the NHL because Boston had lost. And everybody said, well, they're clearly the best team in the Western Conference.
Yeah.
I thought the Knights were fantastic against them.
Well, they got help, though. Skinner was terrible. I thought Edmonton should have won, and they were the best team. But yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they shut them down. They shut them down in a couple of games, though, as well.
Yeah.
But you're going against the greatest power play of all time. So, and what they did there. But I would go under 5.5 though tomorrow. I would with this.
There you go. There's the elite goalie.
There it is.
High level.
Look at the hair, baby. Put it up. That's junior year of high school.
A very high
Look at
level
the hair.
Of high school. Yeah.
That's right.
Bring that back, Paul. Can you bring that back for us, please?
Look at that kid.
What would it take?
Unorthodox style.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Step your game up. Take your sports betting game to the next level with a VSiN Pro subscription. You'll have the NFL futures out early with the guide, premium analysis, 24/7 video access, betting splits. Start betting smarter. VSiN.com/subscribe. Sign up now. Be part of the team. Get up there. Let's go.
A report yesterday, Paulie, in the National Football League from Diana Russini, ESPN. She put out that the Patriots are interested in wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins. She also added that the Bills are not all in on him, but they've had conversations about it, and they're watching how it goes. She also added that the Cowboys and the Jets are not currently interested in DeAndre Hopkins. Hopkins came, there was a report yesterday saying that he would be interested in going back to Houston and playing with the Texans.
I wouldn't mind the Browns. Actually, at this point, it's please, anywhere but Kansas City. I can't see the New England thing. Buffalo would be nice, but maybe it won't work out. Apparently, you know, there's some cap issues there as well, but I think he still has a lot of football left and is a dynamic wide receiver, so whoever can grab him, so he's certainly going to help. Big weapon.
Go back to one team.
Huh?
I want you to explain why you can't see the Patriots.
Oh, the O'Brien angle. Well, that did not end well. O'Brien said some nasty stuff to him on the way out.
Uh-huh.
About you got baby mamas and all. It was bizarre comments, said O'Brien. Not a people person. So what? Some of the things O'Brien said, if I'm Hopkins, there's no way I want to be around that guy.
What if those fences,
let alone he's my OC.
What if those fences have been mended?
That's possible.
Okay. So because here, and when you go back and look at the Mac Jones numbers in his rookie season 2 years ago compared to last year, he threw for basically like 1,000 more yards his rookie year. He had way more touchdowns. His passer rating was up. He was going to be the rookie of the year until Jamar Chase went crazy in the final couple of weeks of the regular season. Then he dropped off. Why did he drop off? Well, they brought in a defensive-minded coach to be the offensive coordinator. We're all scratching our heads like, what the hell are they doing here? So they no longer decided to go with Patricia. They brought in Bill O'Brien. And I will say that if that's okay now, if those two can be cordial when they're in the same room, the wide receiver room for the Patriots currently looks like this. Devontae Parker and Juju Smith-Schuster, along with Kendrick Bourne, Tyquan Thornton, and DeMario Douglas. Okay, so the back end there, not very strong.
You're high on Thornton.
He's listed very high in the depth chart.
Yeah.
And so you know what Juju's going to give you for the most part. He'll be a serviceable wide receiver. I like Devontae Parker, but they're both kind of underneath guys. I think if you add Hopkins to those two and then maybe a Bourne and a Thornton, I am fairly high on that wide receiver room. I think it's pretty good. As like the Chiefs would be, if the Chiefs would get DeAndre Hopkins, here's their wide receiver room right now: Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Kadarius Toney, Sky Moore, Justin Watson, Richie James at the top. They don't even need him.
Yeah,
I know a lot of people wanted to like poo-poo on Sky Moore. Well, do you really want to give up on rookie wide receivers, especially when his quarterback is Patrick Mahomes? I don't.
Then again, he'll make it rain out there. Doesn't matter. He could throw to me, and I would put up numbers.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it doesn't matter. You know, I had an 8-yard carry in an Arena Football League game, too. But, I mean, what?
Well, first of all, it was six. Now, embellishing again the yards per carry. No,
I have to point out that some people are saying, look at what Zappi did. Zappi ran the offense and was asked and did what he was supposed to do and asked and executed the game plan. There's a lot of anti-Mac Jones stuff going on.
How many games?
So I don't.
I'll get that right now. Zappi.
It depends on where you're at with the Mac Jones thing. Certainly, I thought Belichick made a mistake, but Zappi came in and did put up good numbers. I mean, to think we're watching a Monday night football game and there's Zappi chants coming from the crowd. So he struggled. You want to point to the weapons or lack thereof in the scheme? Okay. But it's a very big year for Mac Jones. And certainly they could help him out with some better options. And certainly now you have a guy who knows offense and a good coordinator. But that's tough. And if you could get Hopkins, that'd be enormous boost. But even if they bring in Hopkins, I just think that is a nasty division. Tough.
Oh, it's awesome.
So it's could this be another last place team?
So Zappi played in 4 games last year. He came in out of relief in that Packers game that went to overtime. He was 10 of 15 for 99 yards. He had 1 touchdown, no INT. The passer rating was 107.4. In the 29-0 blanking of the Lions, he was 17 of 21 for 188 and a touchdown and 1 INT. He was really good.
Yeah.
Against the Browns, he was awesome. That was the game where, like,
yes,
everybody's saying, okay, maybe this is... But then in that game where you lost Survivor, he was terrible. When he came in against the Bears, he was no good in that game.
What happened in that game?
He threw 2 INTs.
Didn't they put Mac back in? That was the game where they both played.
Played, okay, for sure. I don't remember exactly the sequences there and how it worked out, but he was not great.
Yeah.
I don't know about Zappi's future. I mean, again, we all kind of freaked out when Stidham went crazy for the Raiders in 1 game last year, and then we saw it happen in the next game. I can remember watching Patriots games a year ago, and Mac Jones is coming off the field, and the TV network, I think it was CBS, had to like use the delay button because he's cussing out Patricia on the sidelines.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing out here with this stupid play calling?
Yeah. Why is it dink and dunk? Why is everything a dump off to the running back? Why is it? No one can get open? Is he executing the game plan? Is that, I don't know what's going on.
So I think he'll come back and Mac Jones will be better this year. If not, though, then yeah, seriously, they're going to have to probably do something at the position moving forward. No Cowboys, no Jets as of now. That's, again, what they're telling reporters. I looked at the Bills' overall receivers, too. They could probably use a guy. I mean, they have Diggs, they have Davis. Beyond that, it's Deontay Hardy and Trent Sherfield, who had moments with the 49ers in previous years. Or actually, the Dolphins, check that. Akilio Shakir is another guy. But if Hopkins went there, that'd be a nice 1-2-3 combo with Buffalo. But again, they're not all in on that guy. Then the reports that came out yesterday with Tom Brady, he said he's adamant he's not going to play again. He's done. And there was a report on ESPN where Josh McDaniels, the coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, said, yeah, I have no anxiety whatsoever about the quarterback situation. You asked me yesterday about the Raiders' win total.
Yeah. I like Bill Barnwell's work, ESPN. He just said it was a disastrous offseason. I mean, you're banking on a guy who's always hurt. And then what's your plan B?
How many games do you think Garoppolo is going to play?
I know. Jimmy's good when he's healthy. But Jimmy's always banged up.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. So, and now you saw what happened with the press conference being delayed and what's going on with the foot. I love this from Warren Sharp. Rest, net, rest, edges. Number one, Jets. Total days of extra rest versus the team's opponent over the course of a season. Jets, best in 20 years, what they have. Tennessee, plus 11. Cleveland, plus 10. Baltimore, plus 9. Miami and Pittsburgh, plus 7. San Francisco, minus 20.
Yeah.
They are playing so many teams off the bye. Oh. That's nuts. So it's minus 20.
You buy into the Seahawks to win that division?
No, that's aggressive.
It's not.
I do not like this Trey Lance scenario either. What happened to all the Darnold love? Where did that go? Purdy's going to be fine. Purdy's your guy. He went to the NFC title game.
But is Brock Purdy going to be fine by week one?
Yeah.
Or is Sam Darnold actually going to be the starter?
Yes. LA's minus 17. Chiefs minus 13. Atlanta minus 12. Giants minus 9. Very good.
you look at that power rating on the 49ers overall, and they deserve it because top to bottom, that roster is phenomenal. Minus 150 to win that division. If you could find higher than 2-1 on the Seahawks, maybe. Maybe. I like their offseason. Will Geno play like that one more time? Will he be the Miami Heat?
He's got to do that.
He has to do it.
It's a great story, but do it again. Yep. More on the Jets. Weeks 1-9, they play outside of their stadium twice. From October 5th to November 12th, they don't leave New York. They don't play a single division game with a rest disadvantage. Big. Not the be-all, end-all, but big. And then the 49ers, four games versus a team off a bye. One including the Bengals. They're off a short week playing the prior Monday on the road. Since he's off a bye with 14 days rest. They also play Seattle late in the year when the Seahawks are off a mini bye. So San Francisco plays five games from week six on versus teams off a full or mini bye. Week 16, they play on Monday night. Then they travel across the country for an early kick in D.C. I mean, all that stuff adds up. And while you're looking at a minus 20, good job, Warren Sharp.
Mm-hmm. Win total is 10.5 this year for that team. You will be able to find out totals like under 9.5 at some pretty serious plus money. Right?
No doubt.
If you think it's going to be a problem with San Francisco.
Yeah.
Nigel Seeley will join us coming up next, live from the French Open. Some tough results yesterday. What is he looking at to bounce back today? We'll ask him coming up next here on VSiN.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.